This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to another hour of exciting, important, and fun conversation. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria on the air. This is Wednesday. The story that flashes in front of my eyes today more than anything else that I'm watching, I'm thinking about, has nothing to do with politics, or does it? The veterans, I don't know why I was thinking about this so much. This past weekend, I was driving around Sunday morning, actually, and I'd come back from Jennifer. The kids and I had breakfast over on the east side where I normally go for breakfast with them. And then I came down the 101. I had called you, and I was hoping that we would get to meet up. I wanted to go over to the new studios and offices. And okay, so I didn't find you. So I came back up the 405 and over the hill, and I thought about that. And I don't even know why I went there. Maybe it was because my cousin had just died, and I was thinking about that cemetery, which I had never driven through, the military cemetery, which is just off the 405. So I drove in there. I got off the... And again, don't ask me why. I just was in the mood to do this. So I drove around in there for about an hour. And I got out of the car a couple of times, and I walked around, and I looked at... For those of you who aren't familiar, it's not a lot different than the Arlington Cemetery, and some of our cities have them, where there are these small white headstones that are so perfectly placed. You can look at them from any angle, and there's a line. It's beautiful, and it's so well kept, and the kind of dignity that men and women who have served our country well deserve, the kind of dignity that they do not have now. I drove around the cemetery, and then I drove, there's a veterans center on one side of the 405, and then there's the VA hospital on the other side of the 405. I just sort of drove around, and a lot of veterans live up there. The buildings are dilapidated. It's just not, and it's in a wonderful section of, you know, this is between UCLA and the 405. That's where this cemetery is. The cemetery is beautiful, but the buildings, these guys who are, this is how, I don't even begin to understand this. The people who are dead are wonderfully taken care of. The people who are alive are forgotten. They're living in these horrible buildings that are on the grounds here. You know, you drive through and you see how immaculate. It's like they manicure the graves. It's beautiful. Then you drive over to where the veterans are living. These buildings are falling down. They're terrible. These old people are wandering around and you see them, and it's horrible. And it's horrifying to see how they are. And then the general whole aura of the place. And it brought me around to thinking about these people that are responsible for some of the horrors in our society in the last year or two or three or four. You can go back. Many of the people, for example, the gunmen in Dallas, Baton Rouge, others have been veterans. They've been combat veterans who have PTSD. They are not taken care of. They become violent. They become volatile. Nobody's watching. Nobody's taking care of them. So what we're really doing, what we aren't concentrating on, but what we're really doing is we're creating this mess ourselves. We've created these people. They get angry. They want revenge. They see an opportunity to do it. I'm not, there's no way, there's nothing about this that I'm saying justifies what they've done, but you can understand. And then if you really look at yourself or us as the government, as the people, we're letting this happen. We hear these excuses from these politicians about how we don't have enough money to run the VA, which is such BS. the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. And then you see it. I see the lives of these people when I was driving around there over the weekend. And then you look at the histories of these people who have done these horrible acts. And you think, what kind of a society do we have here where we're allowing these monsters to be created out of our own inadequacies? That's how I look at it. You're all welcome to jump in here, but that's what I see.
I mean, I think that there is a real issue with the vets coming back, definitely. But I think the greater debate is that no one really wants to talk about mental illness in this country. Whether you're a veteran, whether you're just an average Joe, it's a big problem.
Well, a lot of the military people are mentally ill.
Yeah, I mean, there's no place to go, and here's another thing that we're relying on the police force for. I mean, I have this situation where I had a woman trying to move into my patio, you know, a year ago almost, and I had to call the police, and they didn't come. They didn't come. Finally, when she came back a second time, they came, and they arrested her, and she'd been arrested 151 times.
Yeah.
And all they can do is hold this woman because it was a weekend. They arrested her on a Friday. She was held until Monday, and then she was let out. And that's a real issue. What a waste of tax money to continue to arrest these people, pay for them to be fed in the prison system, when we should be dealing with their mental problems. I mean, this is obviously not a woman who is thinking like an average person should be thinking. And no one has any, you know, that's the one thing I really admire President Reagan. But yet he was one that kind of, he wasn't the only one, but he was one that sort of gets credit for shutting down the mental institutions in the country, which were, by the way, I mean, they were a mess. There was a lot of atrocities going on there, but maybe instead of shutting those institutions down, maybe we could have rehabilitated them into something positive where people could go to get help and then stay if they can't.
See, a lot of us don't have military in our families anymore. And that's part of it. That there's a disconnect. I don't know, Victoria, in your family, if there are people that have served.
My grandfather was in the Navy in World War II, and that was it.
So there's that disconnect. We're not directly related to people who are in the service, so we don't feel passionate. We're not impassioned by the state of some of these people whose lives have been ruined by being in the service. That's really, they've been ruined. And yet you see some of the faces of some of these marvelous people who have had their legs blown off or their arms blown off. And, you know, they're holding up a good front because they did it in the name of our country. But here, then we screw them. And then to make it worse, these blackguards who are running for office use the military as the backdrop for their promotional campaigns, their political campaigns, which makes me furious. So anyway, there's nothing there that's good. Something to think about, however. I will tell you something good. I'm going to help reverse climate change, or I'm going to tell you how we can help reverse climate change. Just a few moments here.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing Taco Bell's Dollar Morning Value Menu. 10 delicious breakfast choices like the sausage flatbread quesadilla, grilled breakfast burritos, and mini skillet bowl for just $1. The only dollar breakfast value menu in America where everything's a dollar. Select Craftsman Extreme Group tools are on sale all month this July at your neighborhood Ace, like screwdrivers with diamond-coated tips and sockets with serrated jaws. Offer valid July 1st to the 31st on select Craftsman Extreme Group tools at participating locations and acehardware.com. See store for details.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 2-pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
All right, 17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, most of us know about the beautiful trees, the oldest trees in the world, the sequoias that we have in Northern California. Jennifer, you ever walk around among the trees? I don't mean this facetiously. We could come up with something silly out of this, but
no, for real. It's a beautiful, beautiful gift to the state, for sure.
Oh, my God. But it's,
are those like the redwoods, the big ones?
Yeah. Sequoias are some of the hardiest, I was going to say beings, hardiest living things on the planet. And because of that, there is a project going on now. I believe it's a public-private project to take the genetics from the sequoias and create new trees. And using them will help reverse climate change, so the theory goes, at least in some way, because you all understand that the look out the window. I'm looking out the window on my farm here. Beautiful trees, all green, even though we're having a drought. What happens in this process? The chlorophyll, the exchange of carbon dioxide becoming oxygen through the photosynthetic process. It's just amazing. And one more amazing thing of the millions and millions of things that you consider as we understand how the world really works. And if you don't have a spiritual philosophy, you got to either be like daft or out to lunch or something. The reality of how marvelous everything is and how it works and how we are working and we are creating creations of God as well. We're sort of doing a good job screwing things up. But, you know, we'll give ourselves a break here with the work that these folks are doing to take the genetics of the sequoias and grow trees that will grow faster and help to create more oxygen, which helps with they think, anyway, they will tell us in climate change. I don't really care about that. I care that they're propagating these beautiful trees and spreading around. I think it's very cool, actually. 21 after the hour.
Linklater goes from boyhood drama to college comedy, and everybody wants some. They want some too. I'm in.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Country artists getting together next week at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth to raise money for the families of the police officers who were killed a week or so ago at that ambush in Dallas. A lot of acts are performing. Tanya Tucker among them. Is that Tanya Tucker?
That is.
Is it Tanya?
Not Tanya.
No. But Tanya? Tanya?
No, Tanya, it's Tanya.
Tanya.
Tanya. That's country.
Crank it up. Let's listen to it. Yeah, that is it.
I know where I'm going, baby. I'm bound. I've been rearranging chairs on a ship that's going down. Baby,
just
step aside if you would.
I'm staying.
Say again.
Yeah,
but she's been around for a long time, right, Jen?
Oh, yeah. Definitely a classic country.
Is this a new, is this a new tune or is this an older tune?
This is old.
I thought so. I like this. This is the kind of country that I actually quite like. Go ahead, play a little more of it, Carolyn.
I'll just be on my way. And I know you think that I'll
get ready.
Going out on my mind. Cry a new river that winds and winds and winds.
Also performing at this gathering the 27th of July, the Oak Ridge Boys.
I want to go to this.
Yeah, I do too, actually. Performing there. Oak Ridge Boys. John Conley is going to be there.
I'm just a common man. Grab a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. Am I going to stay that way? Highbrow people lose their sanity. A common man is what I'll be.
That's what he'd be. Mickey Gilly performing on the 27th.
Girls all get prettier in closing time.
Girls get prettier in closing time.
On every face of the fallen angels of the backstreet boys. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10. I'm looking for a 9, but 8 could work right in. A few more drinks, and I might slip to 5 or even 4.
when tomorrow morning comes, I wake up with a number one. I swear I'll never do it anymore.
We're going through the performers, going to Billy Bob's to have this benefit for the police officers' families who were killed. Johnny Lee's going to be.
I was looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many places, searching their eyes, looking for traces.
Reminds me of being a little tiny baby girl.
Yep.
Hoping to find
crank it up, Kara.
Discover another heart looking for love.
The guitar.
And I was alone then, no love in sight.
Alright, I could stay on this for the whole minute we got left. Gene Watson ought to get some credit for being there that night.
And the hot.
I don't know much about Gene Watson, Jen.
I don't either.
All right. So let's keep moving. Randy Travis, who had a stroke a couple of years ago, is going to be there. Can he sing again now or not?
I guess if he's going to be there. I didn't know that he could. I thought he was pretty exhausted.
He may just make an appearance and, you know, do a wave or whatever.
That's all right. And then, again, there are people that will be distributing money to the Dallas Police Association's assistance for the Officer Foundation. But a lot of people from outside will give money as well. And a lot of people have been giving money to help the families of these five, which is certainly appropriate. So good to know they're having this concert. Sounds like it'd be kind of fun. 28 after the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing Taco Bell's Dollar Morning Value Menu. 10 delicious breakfast choices like the sausage flatbread quesadilla, grilled breakfast burritos, and mini skillet bowl for just a buck. The only dollar breakfast value menu in America where everything's a dollar. Select Craftsman Extreme Group tools are on sale all month this July at your neighborhood Ace. Like screwdrivers with diamond-coated tips and sockets with serrated jaws. Offer valid July 1st to the 31st on select Craftsman Extreme Group tools at participating locations and acehardware.com. See store for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. The most and least stressed cities in America. There's a survey done
anywhere
by the website.
Anywhere I am is pretty stressed. I skew. I skew the polling.
WalletHub conducted an in-depth analysis to determine the most stressed cities and the least stressed cities. So I'm looking through this list and find a number of them. For example, number one of those. I suppose we could use the... Why don't we, all right, Kara, use the
number
big voice announcer. Yeah, all right, Jennifer, you can be the big voice announcer. All right.
Number one.
No, no, no. Start at number 10. Do I have to
number
teach you how to do
10.
This? Number 10 on the list of most stressed cities is Montgomery, Alabama.
What? Number 9.
Newark, New Jersey.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that
makes sense. Number 8.
New Orleans.
Number 7.
Columbus, Georgia.
Number 6.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Lots of Louisiana.
Wait, isn't
number
that where
5.
The vampires are in True Blood? That's why.
Cleveland, yes. Ohio.
Especially this week. Number 4.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Number 3.
Birmingham, Alabama. This is
where do you get? Yeah, where do you get a big voice announcer actually comments as she goes?
Yeah.
Number 2.
Mobile, Alabama. Hello, Mobile.
Hello. Number 1? Number one.
Detroit, Michigan.
That makes a lot
that
of
makes
sense.
Sense, but no, yeah, I don't understand all of the Alabama and Louisiana.
Yeah. Well, have you felt the humidity this time of year?
All right, now here's but one of the problems is roadworks. There's a survey out today taking New Jersey as an example.
No, please. The worst state
residents
for roads.
Who are out of their minds complaining about all of the road work undertaken this summer. And this is not just in New Jersey, but it's pretty much universal. People are getting so fed up every summer, year after year, it gets worse and worse. So it's travel time, and the roads are all being repaved, the bridges are being redone, and you hear all of this tripe from the politicians, oh, we have to fix our infrastructure. Not if you built it right in the first place, you dummies. And
the Tappan Zee Bridge yesterday practically collapsed.
Yeah.
There was a crane on it, the whole thing was shut down, it was terrible.
Well, but the improvement projects are grinding to a halt because there's a stalemate in New Jersey among the lawmakers, and Chris Christie has been so out of state, busy running for office.
He doesn't know what New Jersey
attention.
Looks like anymore. Yeah.
He doesn't know. He pays no attention. So the fixing of roads, they're spending more money in New Jersey than they had budgeted, and because there is a lot of really aging infrastructure, poorly built in the first place, poorly maintained in the second place, ideal conditions that are, you know, you look at the squandering of these resources and you can understand why people there, but also I use New Jersey as an example, but pretty much all these other states, Louisiana is a mess infrastructure-wise. A lot of the southern states, Georgia, for example, Tennessee, Alabama, we all know what's going on in Michigan, but look at the state of the roads and the bridges and how much work is being done. The feds have cut back. You know, it's very interesting. When somebody is in office that has a hand in the purse strings, they can find money anywhere to do whatever it is they want to do. At the end of their tenure, if they don't want to spend money, then they just say, nope, sorry. Or administratively, they can say, well, I don't have enough money for these states. These states didn't vote for me, so I'm not giving them any more money. It's as simple as that, by the way. It's as simple as that. There's a 50-page report this week of stalled transportation work around the country, billions of dollars in projects that tied with the trains. I was Jennifer over the weekend when Megan and Miles and I went to the Science Center, which is Expo Center, which is right by Southern Cal, in what was a pretty lousy section of Los Angeles. Now the trains are going through there, and the trains now go out to Santa Monica. And I'm thinking about how much money has been spent. They spent $1 billion to extend that thing on the old railroad bed. Altogether, Los Angeles County has spent $14.5 billion building these trains that, yeah, people are going to take. They're pretty
they
well
don't
run.
Cut down on traffic.
No,
congestion.
Traffic doesn't now.
They're more of a novelty. Oh, I'm going to go to the beach, I'll take the train. Oh, I'm going to go to the Pantages, I'll take the subway. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it cuts down a small amount, but not any real meaningful change.
Right. No, there isn't as much change.
Should they just
like
widen the roads?
Well, where do they get the, how do they widen
them? They're going to do double deckers is what will be next.
Yeah.
Wow.
The 405, there's talk about building another roadway on top of the 405. Do you know how much money it'll cost to do that?
That sounds like a good idea when the top one collapses.
Right. Yeah, well, especially an earthquake. Hello, this is Earthquake City. Look at the highways that we all get a kick out of for the, I mean, what was it? I took the 405 to the 110 to the 105 the other day. And as I was coming into the 105, I'm looking up in the air, and there are four layers of bridges and these expandable stretches of roadway built up. And I'm thinking to myself, if there is an earthquake, I sure as hell don't want to be here. Because that top layer, if you know what I'm talking about, Jennifer, where you go into the 105, that's going to be 400 feet in the air.
Yeah, it's scary. It's actually where they did, remember the movie Speed with
Speed.
Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock?
Yeah, it was building that.
But it was,
yeah.
They were, when they were building it, that's the road that the bus went off of.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Wow. Oh, I totally remember that scene. Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, anyway, then that's what's going on. So, what's the solution? The solution is to have the roads built better, think them through. a little bit better, build them
well,
the
right
way.
Well, the solution that they thought in New Jersey was Chris Christie wanted to raise the gas tax by 23 cents a gallon, which, I mean, that's insane. And he wanted to have that money go towards the bridges and tunnels and all that other stuff. No. It failed.
You know, it's so funny to hear it, because that's a Republican governor who wants to raise the gas tax. We have a Democratic governor who wants to do the same thing. He wants to actually use it, though, on environmental causes to get people out of their cars. And it's like everybody, but who still gets, you know, gets it in the shorts? It's the voter, and it's a lot of money when you're
taxpayers.
Driving.
Yeah. All right, you want to know what the least stressed city is in America?
Yes.
San Diego.
I believe that. They're all surfers and drinking beer. Craft beer and surfing.
Craft beer and surfing? Sign me up.
That's it.
Greenboro, North Carolina has the lowest commuter stress index. Lincoln, Nebraska has the lowest unemployment rate in the country. Overland Park, Kansas has the lowest poverty rate. Fremont, California, lowest divorce rate. Seattle, the lowest percentage of single parents. Minneapolis, lowest percentage of adults in bad health. Irvine, California, lowest number of violent crimes. So those are all the towns in the good part of that list. Time for us to make an investment. I have suggestions for you as to where to put some of that do-re-mi you got laying around the mattress coming up in a moment here.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The way our government tries to convince us to eat more fruit and vegetables, you would think those are the most important crops grown on our nation's farms. But the government apparently doesn't think so. Our tax dollars provide a wide variety of farm subsidies, price supports, crop insurance, disaster payments, market controls, and even direct product promotion. Big subsidies go mostly to large corporate farms, not family farms, and only to those that grow corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, and rice. Smaller subsidies are given for peanuts, sorghum, and mohair. But there are no subsidies for all the meat, fruit, and vegetables most Americans eat. When we look through the lens of liberty, we know that these special deals for chosen crops and producers violate the first principle of American democracy, equal treatment for all.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Time again for an overview of a very important subject, you and your financial security. Joining me now is Jordan Goodman, who I appreciate because he has a lot of knowledge. He's been touted for a long time. Matter of fact, I think I've known you for quite a long time. You've been on television and radio as America's Money Answers Man. Now you got the answer for people who are full of fear because of Brexit or whatever other influence. You know, I get a kick out of the Wall Street guys because if you have bad gas, the market goes down. In this circumstance, I mean, it is. These guys are nuts. But here, you've come across something that people are very eager to learn about. And one of the reasons it's important now is because of the ripple effect of Brexit, right?
Right. So what happened is with the Brexit vote in late June, it was a real surprise for an awful lot of people. It caused tremendous volatility, first plunging, then soaring in the market. One thing particularly, Doug, was in the London real estate market. It plunged about 20% in the last month or so. Huge, because it had been a real booming area.
Very expensive to buy real estate in England. If you know anything about English real estate, it's very expensive.
But it just got a lot cheaper because everybody's rushing for the exits. So there's about $20 billion in real estate funds over there owning that commercial real estate, which had been booming. And now everybody said they wanted to sell all at once. and they stopped redemptions because they don't have cash. They had all their money tied up in real estate. You can't go sell an office building in 10 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. So that's caused people to freak out even more in Britain, and meant a lot of money is coming from Britain, from Europe, from around the world, frankly, into the U.S. Treasury market, which is why our treasury yields have fallen to an all-time record low of 1.3%, and our real estate market's doing better as well because all that money's coming in here.
So why is it bad if money is coming in, if they're seeking security? Doesn't that mean there's some, is it just security or is there some sort of return? I mean, the difference between security and return.
Yeah, in the United States you get 1.3. In Germany you get minus 1%. Oof. Literally, there's $12 trillion in bonds trading around the world at negative interest rates, Doug. Mm-hmm. $12 trillion. So
right, this
month, better compared to that.
Yeah, well, this month you and I have talked several times about this 8% opportunity.
Right.
Secure and safe, the yield that brings people around to saying, huh? That's really, I mean, that's what I hear. I've been telling some of my friends about this, and they say, wait a minute, no, I can't believe that because...
No, it's real. It is absolutely real. Yeah. These are what are called commercial real estate income funds, and there's a website related to it, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. There's also a phone number, 888-444-2102, and what they're doing is lending money to high-quality commercial real estate developers, and people doing either new projects or renovating existing commercial projects. They pay the 8% interest, and then actually after they sell the property, typically in about 18 months, you get a share of the profits as well, called profit sharing, which may be another 2 or 3% down the road. So it could be a total of 10 or 11, but for sure you're going to get 8%. You get monthly checks, and you can do it inside an IRA, you can do it outside an IRA, and in 8% return for a 0% world, it's pretty good, and as you said, quite safe.
Right. All right. So what do they, if somebody goes on to the web, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, what are they going to see in that video?
So they explain how it works, and there's about a five-minute video that explains moment by moment how the thing works. Basically, what they're doing is the maximum they're lending to these high-quality developers is 70% of the value of the property. So it means the developers have 30% skin in the game. They're not just kind of borrowing the entire amount. They also diversify amongst many different types of projects all over the country as well. Could be apartment buildings, office buildings, assisted living centers, student loan housing, things like that. So you're diversified geographically and by types. The people that are running this fund have done so for about 35 years. Nobody's ever lost a penny. So to get 8% in a 0% world is pretty good. And current cash flow. A lot of people, and I've been talking to some of your audience, Doug, they've got cash sitting in CDs and money funds earning nothing. They don't want to lose anything, but they're not earning any income on their money. So this is particularly good for people who are retired or pre-retired who want to have a nice cash flow and not worry about the value of their principal fluctuating at all.
And there's another part to this beside the 8%. Spend a few seconds talking about what happens at the end of the deal.
So you get a profit-sharing amount after they sell properties in the project. And they may have 30 or 40 different projects, so they're constantly selling them all the time. So you get quarterly profit sharing, which is, again, another maybe 2 or 3% on top of the 8% on a regular basis. So there you go.
All right. Secure 8% yield. Go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com or call 888-444-2102. Check out that video at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. My thanks to Jordan Goodman, who is America's Money Answers Man, for the answer to the question, what do I do if I'm looking for 8% secure money?
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win. And
do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite
Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is the theme from The Gladiator. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here at 54 minutes past the hour. There's news about Russell Crowe. Is he coming back to life as a gladiator? I thought they didn't.
No, well, considering the film won the Oscar for Best Picture, do you really think it's a bad movie?
Well, it's all about murder and killing people, swords and...
Welcome to the movies, Dougie.
I didn't think it was a great movie, but I didn't think it was terrible either. It was just sort of there.
Yeah. The story would have been fine if they told it without everybody getting chopped up. Anyway. All right.
Did anybody, just real quick, not to take over here, but did anybody see that latest Russell Crowe movie that won the Buddy movie? Was it any good?
Yeah,
I wanted to see it.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. The Nice Guys, him and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
And also, the reason we play that music is I caught a film I took to Doug off the air yesterday. It's called Fathers and Daughters, which is playing in a handful of art house movies. It's going to go on demand shortly. Not going to get much of a theatrical release, but it stars Russell Crowe and Amanda Seyfried. It's a relationship between a father and daughter, and I thought the movie was excellent. I liked it immensely, so I recommend it to people when it comes
to Blu-ray or on TV. When I was in L.A. last week, I would have taken Megan to see it. Wish I'd have known.
Really good. And you know, the funny thing about Russell Crowe, he's only 52.
Big age.
I always make comparisons between him and Mel Gibson. I almost feel they're somewhat interchangeable on screen. But I am a big Russell Crowe fan, and I think he's a really good actor and movie star.
All right, Chugger.
I'm shocked he's only 52. He looks a lot older than that.
I got a problem.
Yeah, what?
All right. So I'm now doing crossword puzzles. Last week I had crossword puzzle question that you didn't answer, the scary 1965 film. So I'm going to give you a chance to exonerate yourself. All right, okay. this is a fright film from 1972 that has, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 letters in it.
One word or two?
One word. 1972. Begins with a T. I just cheated and looked up the answer. Has three R's in it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, huh? This is like an episode.
Like, I don't know. You're going to waste my airtime on this.
Excuse me?
Come on.
Challenge
Diva,
you.
Diva.
Terror House.
I don't remember it.
Really?
No, I don't.
Those horrible movies.
You want to talk about Gary Marshall?
Yes, I do, in just a moment, right after these words.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like,
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame could anytime you want.
July 23rd is the most important holiday of the year, National Hot Dog Day. Celebrate by going to Burger King and asking for the $1 Classic Grilled Dog deal. How else are you going to celebrate? Try the $1 Classic Grilled Dog only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, July 23rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
You sound like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like two-pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
La 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 da bum bum bum. Oh, it's time for us now to acknowledge the passing of Gary Marshall at the age of 81. Some of the great movies, Chucker, that you thought he was responsible for include?
Well, let's talk about TV first. I mean, he did developed The Odd Couple. They ran 114 episodes back from 76 to, in the mid-70s. That was one of the great sitcoms of all time, Jack Klugman. And
it was.
And Tony Randall. Well, I don't think they ever made a weak episode. All 114 episodes of that show was great. Happy Days, iconic, ran for 10 years, and then they spun off into Laverne and Shirley, 178 episodes, and then Mork and Mindy, which really created the career of Robin Williams, who was introduced on that as that character on an episode of Happy Days. I remember watching that live. In terms of movies, Pretty Woman in 1990, which made Julia Roberts a household name. He also directed The Princess Bride, which elevated the career of Anne Hathaway. You know, it's interesting to argue, because Victoria just pointed out she never seen an episode of Happy Days. Was Gary Marshall in the 70s and 80s a product of his time, or would, if she started to watch Happy Days now in 2016, would she enjoy it? I think the answer to that is yes.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give it a try.
Has universal appeal. Chuck Curry here with
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.